Jim Cunningham here for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with Rachmaninoff, the Third Piano Concerto, played by Olga Karin, and principal guest conductor Leonard Slatkin. Olga Karin was the gold medalist at the 2001 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. I had a chance to talk with her about Rachmaninoff after the Thursday morning rehearsal.
For a prize winner at the Van Cliburn competition, Rachmaninoff III must be a walk in the park. This must be a breeze for you.
No, actually, this concerto, I think, is the hardest concerto for all piano repertoire. I was just talking with some of my friends about it, and they were asking me if this concerto is difficult, or, you know, maybe Brahms, or maybe Bartok, or maybe, you know, something more difficult than this one. And I think that, yes, of course, Brahms definitely both, they're difficult, but in a different way, completely, totally in different way, and Bartok as well. And Prokofiev's Third, I don't think it's as hard as Rachmaninoff's Third. I think Rachmaninoff's Third has not only technical parts, which you really need to be professional and need to have a good technique, but this is not all. It's just hard to play it. Every time I feel it like I played the first and the last time in my life. It's a very special concerto. It's a hard concerto. It's a big, as I said, it's like a symphony. It's 45 minutes long. And of course, we could feel how much he loves Russia, you know. And this is a very Russian concerto.
Olga Karin at Heinz Hall to play the Piano Concerto No. 3 by Sergei Rachmaninoff with the Pittsburgh Symphony and principal guest conductor Leonard Slatkin. Rachmaninoff composed his third piano concerto, now commonly known as Rock 3, in 1909. Long considered one of the most demanding concertos in the repertoire, it's a favorite of audiences and is frequently played as a competition showpiece. The concerto was dedicated to pianist Josef Hoffmann, who never dared to play it, saying that it wasn't for him. Rachmaninoff premiered the concerto personally with the New York Symphony, conducted by Walter Damrosch. A few weeks later, Rachmaninoff played the third piano concerto again, this time with Gustav Mahler conducting. The concerto didn't become established in the repertoire until the 1930s, when Vladimir Horowitz began playing it with regularity. In 2001, Russian-born Olga Karin became the first woman in over 30 years to capture the gold medal at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, with her performance of the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3. She made her New York City debut in Zankel Hall the following year and was invited back 11 days later to play on the main stage of Carnegie Hall. Now here is Olga Karin with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and principal guest conductor Leonard Slatkin to close this concert from Heinz Hall with the Piano Concerto No. 3 by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3, played by Russian pianist Olga Karin, with Leonard Slatkin conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Sergei Rachmaninoff and Vladimir Horowitz frequently performed two piano recitals at the composer's home in Beverly Hills. None of these performances, which included the second suite and the two piano reduction of the symphonic dances, were recorded. The Dallas Symphony Orchestra and the Van Cliburn Foundation honored the 10th anniversary of Olga Karin's Cliburn victory 10 years previously by co-presenting her in concert in March and April of 2011. In 2012, Olga Karin and violinist Vladimir Spivakov toured North America, giving their first concerts together outside of Europe. Olga Karin records for the Harmonia Mundi label and has recordings of the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 1, the Chopin Sonatas, a Brahms disc, an anthology of Rachmaninoff and other composers, a CD with singers Renee Fleming and Dmitri Vorostovsky, and a DVD from the 2001 Van Cliburn competition. Olga Karin is bowing to the audience at Heinz Hall, and it looks like she's about to sit down for an encore. Pianist Olga Karin with an encore at Heinz Hall. She played the Étincelle by Moritz Moszkowski, his Opus 36, No. 6. There are 8 characteristic pieces in the set. Many famous pianists have recorded the Étincelle, including Vladimir Horowitz, who played it often as an encore. Moritz Moszkowski was born in 1854 in Breslau, Prussia, now part of Poland. He moved to Berlin in 1869. Moszkowski served as a teacher at the Berlin Conservatory beginning in 1875. At age 22, Moszkowski sported an interesting paintbrush-like mustache with thin handlebar decorations. In 1908, at the age of 54, Moritz Moszkowski had become a recluse. He began to suffer from poor health. His popularity began to fade, and his career went into decline. On the 21st of December, 1921, when he was ill and heavily in debt, Moszkowski's friends and admirers arranged a grand testimonial concert on his behalf at Carnegie Hall. It involved 15 grand pianos on stage. Osip Gabrilowicz, Percy Grainger, Joseph Levine, Elie Ney, Wilhelm Backhaus, and Harold Bauer were among the performers. In 2014, pianist Olga Karin will tour with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in Florida. She will appear for the San Francisco Chamber Music Society and the Chopin Society in Vancouver. Among the cities she'll visit in the season, Pamplona in Spain, Sao Paulo in Brazil, Lyon in France, Zagreb in Yugoslavia, and Weimar in Germany. Olga Karin will play another encore here at Heinz Hall. Thank you. A second encore from Olga Kern. After playing the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto with Leonard Slatkin and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Olga Kern has offered a second encore, a transcription of The Flight of the Bumblebee by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, made by pianist Sergei Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff's straightforward transcription involves runs of phenomenal speed, leaving out pianists of less than superior technique. Olga Kern makes it look easy. One of Rachmaninoff's best-known transcriptions, The Flight of the Bumblebee, is one he played on many of his own concert tours. Sergei Rachmaninoff was a frequent guest of Fritz Reiner and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra when they played together at the Syria Mosque. Having heard Olga Kern play Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck, and an encore of Rimsky-Korsakov and Rachmaninoff, we'll dance to the end of the hour with music by the father of Russian music, Mikhail Glinka. His Kamarinskaya, based on traditional Russian folk music, and starting with a wedding dance. A recording with the Pittsburgh Symphony made by William Steinberg and the orchestra in 1958.
Thank you.
Mikhail Glinka's Kamarinskaya, written in 1848, and recorded over 100 years later by William Steinberg and the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1958 at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. Earlier on this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, we heard the premiere of Arlington Sons by Scott Ierley with Richard and David Pitzinger, father and son soloists. We heard William Schumann's Symphony No. 3 and Olga Kern with the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you will return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Don't forget to write. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light is available for free. It's convenient for your wallet in the shape of a credit card, and just right for reading concert programs in low light, magnifying small print. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Here's our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org, email directly, pso@wqed.org. Our coordinating producer and digital production engineer is Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Multimedia, is made possible by a grant from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.